This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Haiti's government on Tuesday formally appointed Ariel Henry as prime minister nearly 2 weeks after President Jovenel Moïse was gunned down in a murder plot. Henry assumed the role of de facto leader of the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation in a ceremony in the capital, Port-au-Prince. He began his inaugural speech with a minute of silence for the slain president. Haiti has been struggling with lawlessness fueled by violent gangs, and Henry said he wants to create conditions for as many people as possible to vote in elections, currently scheduled for September. Canada announced Monday it will reopen its border with the United States to U.S. citizens and permanent residents living in the United States beginning August 9th if they show proof they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials said Canada will allow fully vaccinated visitors from other countries beginning September 7th. Canada and the United States had agreed to ban all non-essential travel across their border in March 2020, with both nations extending the ban on a month-to-month basis. A growing number of U.S. lawmakers and business groups have been calling on Ottawa to lift the ban, which they say has hurt tourism and negatively impacted families with relatives living on either side of the border. Britain on Tuesday recorded its highest daily number of coronavirus-related deaths in 4 months, following a spike in infections amid the spread of the Delta variant and lifting of lockdown restrictions. Government figures show nearly 100 new virus-related deaths, the highest since March 24th. The country also recorded 46,558 confirmed cases. The increase in deaths comes a day after British government ended lockdown restrictions. This is VOA News.